The flipping ninjas cleaning weapons of value. So here's the thing. When you're buying all these things and when you're on Craigslist or on eBay or going through browsing at your thrift stores, you can add value and saleability by cleaning up your items. Now, this may just mean, you know, quickly a quick dust or a quick wipe down, but it's completely worth it. And I've got a lot of examples for this. First one comes to mind is, you know, watches. I've gone to a lot of pawn shops, and for some reason, when it comes to pawn shops, they don't like to clean their watches, I've noticed, at least the ones I go to. So for example, if there's a $200 watch that is there, but is completely dirty, and there's like dirt and dust on it, or, you know, marks, they will not bother to clean it, but instead they'll sell it for dirt cheap prices. So what does that mean? That means you can buy that $200 watch for $20, take it home, clean it with a toothbrush and vinegar, you know, make it really shine. Which, by the way, if you want to clean jewelry and, you know, really clean dirt and dust off of things, especially like watches, I use just the toothbrush and vinegar. Just dip the toothbrush in the vinegar, and just kind of start going over it and wiping it down with like a towel. So that $20 watch you take home, you can easily clean it, make it shine, take some phenomenal photos of it, and get it sold for $100 or $150 on eBay or wherever. So really keep that in mind. Your sweat equity basically will add value to the item. Or if it's a table set or a furniture or anything across the board, I mean, a car, you buy a, you know, used car that's kind of beat up, dirty. I've done this a lot of times. You buy a car, the beauty of it is that it's all perception. So if you can master human perception and basically get familiar with how we think as humans and how we look at things, you can get really good at this and make a lot of money. So in a car example, look for ads, look for the pictures of the cars or items that are bad pictures, they're dirty, they're bad angles, they could, you know, things that can be cleaned up. And in the car example, you can easily buy a used car that's like dirty, bad description, bad pictures, all those elements, negotiate it down so you're getting the lowest price possible, take it home, you know, clean the heck out of it. I mean, give it a car wash inside, outside, maybe even wax it if you want to, or get it waxed at a car wash so it's really like shining and ready to go. And then just take awesome pictures, you know, find an awesome location you can take it to. And that's another big thing when you're taking your photos, specifically with cars, don't take it in like a bad neighborhood or like a random picture at a gas station. Make sure everything is perfect. So take it to like a nice clean, like a field type thing or like an open area or space, or even take it in front of like a nice expensive neighborhood with like big nice houses where you could really get that, create that feeling and emotion for people and shape shape their perception that way. Yeah. So you take new pictures of it and you go through the motions. You create a detailed ad, and I give you a template on creating ads, but you want to create a compelling detailed ad, and you can easily flip it just like that. And that's the thing. You don't have to be smart. You don't have to be some kind of genius or suit, you know, you don't have to have been doing this for years and years and years. Anyone can do this. You just have to follow what I told you, okay? And you can easily flip it for, you know, $500 profit, $1,000 profit, just from doing those steps that I told you, okay? And that goes, you know, with anything. I mean, like I said, it's all just capturing people's attention, knowing how our perceptions work. I mean, my BMW that I have, I was thinking of selling it, and it's a nice looking car as it is, but what I did was before I was gonna actually sell it, I ended up not selling it. I decided I wanted to keep it. But what I did was I spent $120. Now, I'm not saying go out and do this with everything, but if it's like a high ticket item, like if it's more expensive, it might be worth doing. But I spent $100 to get it completely, not just washed, but completely detailed and waxed and vacuumed. The carpets were shampooed, basically everything. You know, I had to leave the car there for like 8 hours. And what happened was that I, when I went to pick the car up, literally it was like a brand new car. I was like, holy shit, I kind of want to just freaking keep it now. I wanted to buy my own car from myself because it was like a brand new car. I mean, it's something that a regular car wash will never give you. So with that being said, when I posted my ad and people came and looked at it, there was a lot of interested people. I mean, I actually overpriced the car You know, if you're going by, you know, standards like Kelley Blue Book or even other averages, I overpriced the car. I do that because I'm confident I can sell it for more. You know, like I said, it's all just perception. Price is just made up. I mean, it's just a made up thing in our minds. So I got a lot of interested parties, and not just that, but there was a dealership who kept calling me nonstop. They were crazy about my car. They wanted to buy it from me so bad. But like I said, eventually I decided to keep it instead. And, another example is my, as far as going all out on something and investing time or energy or money into either getting it cleaned, repaired, or fixed, or presented in a better way, was the autographed Michael Jackson guitar that I got. Okay. So I'll show you some pictures of exactly what I did and what it was. But basically I managed to get this autographed guitar by Michael Jackson. I mean, it was legit. I was like, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I'm a big MJ fan. So when I got it, I was like, okay, yeah, for this price, there's no way, like, I couldn't believe it. So it also comes with like the letter of authenticity and all that. So what I did was I took the guitar and I was like, okay, I mean, if I want to sell this, if I wanted to sell this, I still own it, but if I wanted to sell it, I would really have to sell it. You know what I mean? I can't just, you know, have the guitar sitting on the carpet floor and take a picture of it and post it up for sale. I would really have to market the heck out of it. Cause if we're talking, when I posted it up for sale, posted it for $16,000. It's funny because people have different opinions on it. Some people would be like, okay, yeah, that's pretty accurate. But some people would be like, really? Someone would buy it for that much? But the point is, what I did with the guitar was I invested in, well, a couple things. So I've got a ton of Michael Jackson memorabilia, like random things like pictures, keychains, wallets, like gloves. I've got a hat, Michael Jackson hat, and just random stuff like that. So what I did was I put all of my little Michael Jackson stuff all together. Okay. I grouped everything together with the guitar, but not just that. I took the, I bought a display case for it. I bought like a guitar display case so that it's protected. You know, I wanted to create that impression where it's like, okay, this is a high value item. You can't just have it sitting around. It's behind this glass display case. And, you know, I think it actually had a lock on it too. But so what I did was I didn't stop there though. I took it to a new level. So what I did was I know there's a photographer I know. I hired a photographer, a professional photographer, to completely snap, because I had a vision for it. I'm like, okay, if I'm gonna ask someone to pay $16,000 for it, I can't just ask them. I'm gonna have to back it up. I'm gonna have to persuade them to do it, really shape their perception on it and show that this is why they should pay $16,000 for it, or $11,000, or, you know, basically a high number like that. So I had a professional photographer. I took it to a studio. I basically gave him my vision. I'm like, here's what I want. Here's what I need. Here's the look I'm going for. And I need you to pull this off for me. So obviously with his help and expertise, we both came together and took these awesome pictures of this autographed Michael Jackson guitar. Not just that, I went to a picture store and I bought this fancy frame. I framed the certificate of authenticity and I displayed it next to it, because when I got the certificate, it was just a sheet of paper inside of like a FedEx envelope, but I actually framed it so that it was more, it just creates that added perceived value. So here's a picture of the end result. Okay. Of after I did everything, I'll actually go through a couple pictures. So here's the original one that when I first picked it up. And here are just pictures I just did on my own. I did them at home. You know, I kind of grouped everything together. And then here is the final photos of the end piece, the end result. Okay. Now, when you look at these ones and compare it with the original, you're like, okay, now it looks like some kind of like freaking thing you would see like on TV or at an auction place or like a Hard Rock Cafe type deal. So it's all about creating that perception, and this goes hand in hand. I guess I included this in the cleaning section because the cleaning section simply has to do with perception and shaping that perception. So when you're cleaning that watch and making it better, you're adding perceived value. When you're taking that guitar and really marketing it in a certain way, you're just completely, You're controlling that person's perception and world. So that is basically what I would recommend, how I would recommend you start thinking as well with things you come across, okay? And each niche will have its own specialized cleaning products. But I mean, personally, I'm all about like quick solutions with little effort. I don't want to go out seeking like the latest and greatest cleaning tools. I want to take the item home, quickly clean it up with little effort so that I can sell it quick. Okay. But I do have a list of cleaning must-haves that will work in most situations. Okay. The first one is a product called Goo Gone, and Goo Gone is basically like a miracle product. It will get rid of any type of sticky tag, any type of like ripped off sticker. You know, a lot of thrift stores have those stickers on them. You rip them off, it like leaves the sticky stuff on it. Or like any kind of gum or basically anything you can think of, Goo Gone will remove it. It's insane. It's like a miracle product. Okay. Another thing is just brushes, or like a toothbrush even, just to clean things like watches or jewelry or stuff like that. You got hairspray, you got Scotty peelers, white vinegar. Vinegar, like I said, I use it on a lot of jewelry and watches and stuff like that. Lemon juice, microfiber cloths, rubbing alcohol, wood stains, touch-up markers. For a lot of furniture that I have, they have like scratches or minor, minor scratches or dings and stuff like that. You can easily buy like a wood marker and, just touch up that scratch. And they come in different colors too, so you can match the color of that piece of furniture. Another thing is bleach. Obviously bleach has crazy cleaning power and it kills germs. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, that's good for like stains and stuff if it's like on a piece of clothing. Black permanent marker is a must have. Just the other week, I bought this super awesome art piece that the frame, it had a black frame, but some parts of the black frame were like scratched, so it was white. So all I did was I took that Sharpie and I went over it with it, and it looked brand new. So yeah, I mean, those are a few of the cleaning products I typically use. Also, when it comes to smells, this is actually one of my friends recommended this. So I decided to add it in here, but it basically kills any kind of bad smell, and it works better than tomato juice on skunk spray. You know, you always hear like, if you ever get sprayed by a skunk, like use tomato juice and that'll get it off because the smell is so strong. But basically, here's what you need. 1 quart of 3% hydrogen peroxide, which is available at any pharmacy. A quarter cup of baking soda and a teaspoon of liquid dishwashing soap. Okay. So you mix all of that together and dab it on, you know, offending areas and then sponge it off. Okay. Test it on a hard to see area first and then go from there. But apparently that will kill any kind of smell. It's like the secret stink killer. So give that a try. And like I said, to finish this part off, really become a master at, you know, being able to clean things and being able to detect and determine if it's something you can clean, if it's worth your time. And, you know, it's all about creating that perception.